William Morrow and Harper Audio present Chasing the Demon, a secret history of the quest for the sound barrier and the band of American aces who conquered it, by Dan Hampton. Read by John Pruden. Author's note. For simplicity, I have generally used the U.S. military equivalent when discussing foreign military ranks and command structure. Use of German, Italian, or Japanese words and phrases has been reduced to the bare minimum as they tend to confuse most readers, though certain distinct unit names have been retained. Much of this book concerns the U.S. Army Air Corps and the USAF test program, so I must ask forgiveness from my brothers with gold wings for limiting the numerous contributions of Navy and Marine aviators. There have been scores of superb pilots from both services involved with flight test, but as carrier aviation is essentially tactical in nature, flying supersonic did not obsess naval aviators as it did the Air Force. I also beg forbearance from Second World War historians for my abbreviated treatment of pivotal operations in the Pacific, Mediterranean, and the savage fighting throughout Europe toward the close of the war. These were history-altering events about which scores of superb books have been written, but I would remind my colleagues that in this work, the war is the historical backdrop that created the men and fostered the aviation advances that make this story possible. Yet, we must not forget that progression in the supersonic age of flight was undeniably facilitated by World War II, and the men who chased this particular demon were products of that war and the unsettled decades preceding that conflict. So to know them and to understand the technology and challenges they faced in attempting to fly past the speed of sound, it is necessary to understand something of their world and its consequences, both personal and public. In bringing this to life, I have had an incalculable asset, Colonel Ken Chilstrom, World War II fighter pilot and veteran of the North Africa, Sicily, and Italian campaigns, graduate of the initial U.S. test pilot course, and chief of the Wright-Patterson Fighter Test Division when the XP-86 and Bell X-1 were being put through their paces. As an author, having a first-hand eyewitness source to the times and events that shaped our world is phenomenal. As a fighter pilot myself, to sit and listen to an aviation legend who has truly been there and done that was awe-inspiring. To call him my friend is an honor I will always cherish. Keep in mind also that just as the birth of modern flight is certainly not a single event, neither is the advent of supersonic flight. True, it was the Wrights at Kitty Hawk on that cold December morning in 1903 who first achieved powered controlled flight in a heavier-than-air machine, but note the qualifiers. Many other men had flown in one fashion or another, and for centuries they had used gliders with various types of rudimentary control to achieve a type of flight. Still others were able to power their craft off the ground, but had no control whatsoever over the craft once it was airborne. Later, men attempted to blend what they had learned to use self-produced power, and it was at this point, along with positive control, that true flight was finally achieved. It is precisely the accomplishment of controlled manned flight under power that justifiably gave the Wrights claim to the title. Other titles and popular claims to fame may be less certain, and we shall take an objective look into this. Throughout the book, I have endeavored to distill aerodynamic concepts into a digestible form for those readers without aviation or engineering backgrounds, and I have included the historical aspects of man's quest to fly past the speed of sound for those without historical inclinations. My hope is that there is a story here for all of us who share a fascination with aviation. As for the demon, it existed and still does. It lives out there just beyond the thin air, elusive and tempting, drawing us further and deeper into his domain. A world of unknowns and lofty, dangerous
Sample complete. Ready to continue?